This news update is being brought to you by A&B Auto Repair. For complete auto repair, see A&B Auto Repair just east of the theater in downtown Bad Axe. By Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is Hum. And by Bayport State Bank and Bayport Pigeon, Bad Axe and Sebring. Here is the elitist news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. Last Friday afternoon marked a significant development in an ongoing drug investigation in Bad Axe, with felony drug arrests made, according to a press release from Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen. The incident unfolded on Northport Crescent near Irwin Street when law enforcement conducted a routine traffic stop on a 2016 Lincoln, accompanied by a man and woman. Upon investigation, officials discovered cocaine and drug paraphernalia in their possession. Subsequently, law enforcement seized their vehicle, cell phones, and cash before taking both individuals into custody on felony drug charges. On April 15th, they faced formal charges from the Huron County Prosecutor's Office and were arraigned in the 73B District Court. Cody J. Miller, a 27-year-old from Minden City, faces five felonies, including possession and delivery of cocaine and crack. Attorney Magistrate Jessica Teslin Renke continued his bond at $200,000, cash for shorty. Hannah M. Azar, a 20-year-old from Bad Axe, was charged with felony cocaine possession. Azar has been previously released on bond after posting $5,000, 10%. Miller is also subject to federal probation stemming from a previous firearms conviction, likely resulting in additional felony charges for probation violation at a federal level. Assisting the Huron County Drug Task Force officers during Friday's operation were deputies from the Huron County Sheriff's Office, Bad Axe City patrolmen, and deputies with their canine unit from the Sinilac County Sheriff's Office. Stay tuned to Thumb Broadcasting as the investigation continues, with more details emerging on the alleged criminal activities. An Elkton resident, Kenneth Wayne Brown, a 32-year-old, was arrested on April 13th following an investigation by the Elkton Police Department, which resulted in 20 charges of criminal sexual conduct. The investigation reveals a disturbing pattern of alleged offenses spanning from 2016 to 2024 within the village. On Monday, Brown appeared via Zoom from the Huron County Jail in the 73B District Court to face arraignment. The charges against him are severe, including 10 counts of second-degree CSE and 10 counts categorized as first-degree CSE, potentially subjecting him to a life sentence if proven guilty. Despite the focus on a single victim during the arraignment, the Huron County Prosecutor's Office disclosed details of the presence of other minor children in the household. Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Pahani stated, quote, after reviewing Elkton PD's report, the people could have charged 100 counts of each of these charges. Judge David B. Harrington underscored the gravity of the situation by setting Brown's bond at $100,000 cash for shorty, citing both the nature of the charges and concerns for community safety. And a missing juvenile was located safe and sound on Sunday, April 14th, thanks to the collaborative efforts of law enforcement and concerned citizens in Pigeon. Huron County Sheriff's Office received a report from a parent regarding her juvenile son's disappearance from their residence around 2:40 p.m. According to the press release, the juvenile had been sent to his room approximately 2 hours prior to the call, but it apparently crawled out a window. Two deputies from the Huron County Sheriff's Office immediately began searching the village of Pigeon. A state trooper also joined the search effort shortly thereafter. Concerned citizens, both on foot and riding ATVs, swiftly rallied to aid in the search for the missing boy. After several hours of searching, the missing juvenile was spotted walking in Pigeon around 5:15 p.m. and was promptly reunited with his mother. Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen extended heartfelt gratitude from the department to the approximately 20 volunteers who selflessly dedicated their time and resources to assist in the search efforts. And with that, we will be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Sometimes being a mom is a thankless job. I know you appreciate her, but there's a lot she does that you don't see. You're not there all the time. It's easy to miss and to forget how tough it is for her. I'm Kent McKenzie from McKenzie Jewelers and Bad Eggs. And you know she's happy to do it all. She just needs to know you appreciate her. Come see us at McKenzie Jewelers. Being a mom can be a thankless task, but not always. When she opens a gift from McKenzie Jewelers, she'll then know you appreciate all that she does, and that matters more than you'll ever know.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Eggs Shopping Center. Go to www.mckenziejewelers.com. Shopping at the north end of Bad Eggs is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more news. Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen's funding dispute with the Board of Commissioners has sparked a new controversy involving Commissioner Todd Tulaski. Tulaski, also on the Caseville City Council, suggests transferring a law enforcement contract to the Caseville Police Department, raising conflict of interest concerns. Sheriff Hansen alleged Tulaski's dual roles may violate state law, which bar officials from holding multiple offices. Minutes from a Caseville City Council Police Committee meeting show Tulaski discussing extending city policing to the township with potential officer hires. Retaining a sheriff's office employees proves challenging, with recent deputy resignations prompting calls for exit interviews. Despite board assurances, Hansen contends staffing shortages threaten 24-hour coverage. He stresses the need for competitive compensation to retain personnel and ensure public safety. And the recent Tuscola County Commissioners meeting featured lively and occasionally contentious discussions, particularly regarding millage renewals and proposed new levies. Renewals for funding the Sheriff's Road Patrol, recycling, and senior services easily garnered support for inclusion on the August ballot. However, debates arose over proposed new millages for central dispatch, senior meal delivery, and animal control. Commissioners expressed concerns that multiple new millage requests might confuse voters, potentially leading to blanket rejections. Despite this, there was notable support for funding senior meals due to recent budgetary strains. Central Dispatch Director John Ramirez emphasized the urgent need for additional funding to update equipment and software. Without it, local municipalities may need to assist financially. The meeting concluded with plans for further deliberation on millages, considering the possibility of placing new levies on the November ballot. And municipalities have carefully considered options on how to spend their share of the $1.9 trillion element of the federal government's American Rescue Plan Act funds that was issued to help offset the financial impact of the COVID pandemic. Lapeer County received about $3.1 million in ARPA funds, which they used to fund several infrastructure and upgrade projects, some of which included renovating parks, buildings, and more. Commissioners did recent allocation of $311,000 to upgrade the outdated jail camera system for safety of correction officers, as well as inmates. That still leaves about $4.8 million in APRPA funding to be spent. During discussions, doing more infrastructure projects, software upgrades, and renovating the animal control building was suggested as options to spend some of the funds. In addition, commissioners are seeking public input from residents and organizations. To do that, you can view the full written article on thumbnet.net. As part of the regulations regarding ARPA funds, that the money that was awarded has to be allocated by the end of the year and that the funds have to be spent by the end of 2026. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
It's time to spring into a new vehicle from Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. In stock and arriving daily, you'll find a nice selection of Escape, Bronco Sport, Bronco, Edge, Explorer, F-150, and Expeditions. Deals include up to $3,750 factory rebate plus 2.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Escape, up to $3,000 factory rebate plus 0.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Edge, up to $2,250 factory rebate plus 3.9% financing financing for 60 months on a 2024 Explorer, up to $3,750 factory rebate plus 3.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Expedition, up to $4,000 factory rebate plus 3.9% financing on a 2023 F-150. Take an incoming stock order and save an extra $500 factory rebate on most models. Current offers end on April the 30th, 2024. Trade-in assistance, renewal, and plan cash included in factory rebate offers. APR offers based on credit approval.
And we're back here on Them Broadcasting with more news. Hotel Harris and media personality Paris Hilton is backing California legislation that aims to bring more transparency to discipline used at facilities for troubled teens. Hilton testified before state lawmakers Monday in support of a bipartisan bill that would require short-term youth treatment facilities to report to the state government and notify parents when restraints or seclusion are used to discipline minors. The bill passed committee with bipartisan support on Monday. Hilton has become a prominent advocate for stricter oversight and regulation of teen treatment centers. She has shared publicly the physical and mental abuse she suffered as a teenager at a boarding school in Utah. And the maker of a popular weed killer is turning to lawmakers in key states to try to squelch legal claims that it failed to warn about cancer risks. Bayer disputes such claims, but already has paid about $10 billion to resolve them. Thousands of similar lawsuits remain pending. Bayer has supported legislation in Idaho, Iowa, and Missouri that would shield pesticide and herbicide companies from failure to warn claims if they use labels approved by the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. But legal experts warn it could have broader consequences, extending to any product liability claim or providing immunity from lawsuits of any kind. Critics say it could spread nationwide. And pro-Palestinian demonstrators have blocked freeways and bridges in Illinois, California, New York, and the Pacific Northwest, temporarily shutting down travel into Chicago O'Hare International Airport, onto the Golden Gate and Brooklyn bridges, and on a busy West Coast interstate. In Chicago, the Monday morning protest caused headaches for some travelers who left their cars to walk to the airport. Protesters linked arms and blocked traffic on lanes of Interstate I-90 around 7 a.m. in a demonstration that they said was part of a global economic blockade to free Palestine. Similar demonstrations blocked all traffic onto the Golden Gate Bridge and on Interstate 5 in Eugene, Oregon. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update was brought to you by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe for your best deal and award-winning service. Shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. And by Mackenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. Mackenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe.